This morning, Roma Padma Maharaj gave class, and this is a part of the class, a very wonderful class that I'll repeat. And he was saying how when Vibhishan came to surrender to Lord Ramchandra, he had four ministers with him. And according to the followers of the Sri Sampradaya, these four ministers represent the four aspects of Sharanagati, or the process of seeking shelter. And unless these four are there, then the process fails. It will not really succeed. So, Bibhishan, of course, was Ravana's brother, who was a Vaishnav, and before the war broke out, he decided that he wasn't going to fight against Lord Ramchandra, and he was going to take the side of Ravana. So, what are the two aspects of Sharanagata, or the devotee who is seeking shelter? One is called Akinchanatva, which means that I possess nothing that I view as my shelter. No thing, no relationship, no person, jnana, karma, anavritam, no asset, no opulence. I have no shelter other than I have nothing. I have nothing. So it starts, forget about the other then. The other then is the second part. Ananyagatitvam. Since I have nothing else and I have nowhere to go, therefore I repose my shelter-taking spirit in the sharanaya, sharanya, or the person who's giving me shelter. And who's that person giving me shelter? That's Krishna. So I possess nothing, and because I possess nothing, I fully, not partially, but fully give myself to Krishna. And one example that Maharaj said of this anya abhilashita shunya is if you're sort of taking shelter of Krishna, but at the same time you're still keeping shelter in some other things. It's like trying to cross a river with a foot in two boats. There's two boats and you've got a foot in each. I've got a foot in the surrendering boat and I've got a foot in the material attachment boat. So ultimately you'll end up falling in the river and you're never going to get to the other side. So you have to have both feet in one boat, and that is fully depending on the Lord. And then there's the two aspects of the person giving shelter, or the sharanya. And that is Sharalata. He gives shelter to anyone without consideration of who they are. And this is Krishna. Krishna is the person who is the Sharanya, who is giving shelter. And this is his nature, simplicity, is he gives shelter to anyone. And the other one is Shakti. How can he do that? He can afford to do it because he's all powerful and no one can harm him. And so he has full potency to give shelter, and also he's immune to any reaction that comes from giving shelter to others. So I thought that devotees would find this very interesting, the four aspects of surrender that we all need to be aware of and that all need to be in place so that we're successful on this path of Sharanagati.